Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Revertans, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Revertan, and let's do this. This week is Parshas Noach, and as the story goes, he was a big tzaddik. The parsha starts with introducing us to Noach and his family. Then, Hashem sees that the world has been corrupted, so he tells Noach to build a teva, bring his family instead of every type of animal on board, and as it goes, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, destroying everything in the world not in the teva. Then, there was just water everywhere for a long, long time. Noach sent out a raven to see what was going on, and the raven came back with nothing. Later, he sent out a dove who returned with an olive branch, the eternal symbol for peace and reconciliation. Once on dry land, Noach offered karbanos to Hashem, and Hashem promised that he'll never bring another marble and took the rainbow as a warning sign that we're headed in the wrong direction. Then Noach planted vineyards, and he got drunk. His son Ham desecrated him, while Shem and Yefes were respectful, leading to the curse of Ham and the brachos of Shem and Yefes. After this, a lot of genealogy is listed. The story of Dar HaFlaga is up next. The people came together in Shinar to build a tower in which they planned to overtake Hashem and rule the world. Hashem intervened, mixed up their language so they no longer understood each other, and dispersed them across the world. We go through a lot more genealogy, ending with Terach's family, that Avram married Sarai, and they had no children, and finally that Terach and the extended family left Or Kasdim to Canaan, and that he died at the age of 205 in Haran. Moving on, I want to focus on Dar HaFlaga. As kids were told the story in dramatic, almost laughable fashion that they wanted to build a tower to the sky to fight Hashem, and Hashem gave them each different languages, so when one asked for a nail, he got bopped in the head with a hammer, and so on. It's cute for kids, but as an adult, I always went, seriously? What's going on here? Did they really think they could fight Hashem? They weren't idiots. How are they really going to accomplish this? In the Sefer, Revel and Muna, which is based on the Shiurim Rav Moshe Shapiro gave on the Yud Gimel Ikrim, he gives an understanding that is a bit more satisfying for the more rational adult. Under the first Ikar, Hashem's Unity, Rav Moshe Shapiro explores how Dar HaFlaga's plan was supposed to work. Like I said, Dar HaFlaga were smart people. Don't take my word for it. The Zohar says so too. And they wanted to control, wrangle out of Hashem's hands, so to speak. They didn't want to be under Hashem's dominion. So building a tower, a Migdal, with complete unity was a way to achieve this. Migdal has the same letters as Degel, a banner for all of them, the entire civilized world, to unite under. The key to this plan is the understanding that everything in the world is really one thing, one entity, because it's all manifestation of Hashem's will. Hashem, however, gave us free will to choose and define our own existence. With the people of Dar HaFlaga all joining together to create a new unified world order with a singular vision, then they would create a new kind of existence with their own rules. Since Hashem's will is based on the reality of the world below, then they would quote-unquote force Hashem to accept the reality. Now, we know how that all turned out, with Hashem intervening, etc. But without Hashem's intervention, they technically could have succeeded. Unity has that power. I repeat that. Unity, Achdus, has that power. It can change the world order. Now especially, don't forget that. Anywho, I just wanted to give you an updated version of a childhood story. Much like the difference between Disney's Cinderella and the Brothers Grimm Cinderella, it's a lot deeper, darker, and interesting. A straight read of the Torah might make literal sense, but there's always many more layers of understanding. In this case, a funny reenactment versus understanding fundamental operating principles in the universe and how unity can change reality. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha. Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.